Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Jack Abramowitz filling in for Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene from around the world to Daven to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on this Yom Chamishi, the 16th day of the month of Teves. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and to introduce Rabbi Yoni Danziger of the Roslyn Synagogue in Roslyn Heights, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, followed by Rabbi Danziger slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim: Prakim Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. This will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew and English, the Mishaberech L'Tzahal, the Mishaberech L'Shvuyim, the prayer for those who are tragically being held captive. We will conclude with the Mishaberech L'Cholim, with Rabbi Danziger pausing to enable each of us to insert the names of all those for whom we are davening. Today's Tehillim call is sponsored anonymously. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder emails, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. That's ou.org/Tehillim call. And now, bikavod, with great honor, Rabbi Danziger.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you to Rabbi Abramowitz for that introduction. Thank you to Rabbi Herman for allowing me to do this once again. Someone actually pointed out to me this morning that this would have been my third year in a row doing Parshas Vayechi, so I'm honored that I've been, I guess, promoted to Parsha Shmos, but it's always great to discuss. I guess maybe they thought I was running out of Divrei Torah for Parshas Vayechi. But in any event, it's always an honor to be back here, back on the call. It's an incredible thing that this call has been going on for as long as it has, and it truly does give people physics. So I thank the Orthodox Union for giving me the opportunity to participate. So as we begin Sefer Shemot this week, which is very, very exciting, we start talking about the stories of Yetzias Mitzrayim, getting ready for Pesach already. There are a lot of new themes to be discussed. But before that, I wanted to point out an interesting comment made by some of the commentaries on the Chumash, and that is in regard to the very, very first pasuk of the Eil Shemot B'nei Yisrael. And many of the Mefarshim point out that the word itself, Shmos, is actually an acronym for the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, of the mitzvah of learning the Parsha, as Shulchan Aruch tells us, that we are obligated to learn the Parsha with the Sibor every single week. And the Shulchan Aruch and others discuss how one fulfills the mitzvah, certainly in the most basic level, reading it twice, reading the Chumash twice with one with Targum Unkelus, or perhaps some do it with Rashi, some do it with English, many, many different ways to fulfill the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. And many of the Mefarshim explain, or at least bringing it as an allusion, Parsha Shmos. In fact, the Lavush comments that the words Ve'eil Shmos B'nei Yisrael is actually, again, shorthand for V'chayiv Adam Likros HaParsha Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, that a person is obligated to read the Parsha Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. Well, the Turim expands on that, but seemingly there's this link between Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. And the truth is, until recently, I always thought the idea was, you know, we just finished Sefer Bereishis, where, you know, everyone's always very excited to start the Torah anew, after Simchas Torah, starting Bereishis and the stories of Bereishis and those Parshios, and we start reviewing the Parsha, and then when we get towards the end of Bereishis, maybe we started petering off a little bit. And perhaps it's a reminder to us to start picking up Shnayim Mikra again. Shmos is a good starting point if one fell off the Shnayim Mikra chain, if one wasn't learning the Parsha as they should. But it was bothering this week because, you know, if that's the case, you could have put, you know, Shmos anywhere. Why specifically is this message, is this idea, just because there's a cute idea, the words line up, there's got to be more to it than something. The Lavush and the Baal Turim, they weren't merely just, you know, giving cute little ideas. There must be something more here. Why is it specifically that we bring up the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum?
the mitzvah of learning the parsha, reviewing it in preparation for Shabbos, why is that specifically mentioned here? So I was thinking this morning that perhaps we need to look a little bit deeper at what exactly the transition from Bereishis to Shemos is all about. Sefer Bereishis, if one looks at the various parshios in Sefer Bereishis, it's all about individual. It's about the individuals that are at the foundation of the Jewish people. Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and ultimately the Shvatim, but it's an individual family. And that's what Sefer Bereishis is all about. It's the story of individual. But when we move to Sefer Shemos, and we grow from being that small family of Yaakov to ultimately Peru, Vishnu, Vayribu, Vyasmu, Bimaod, Maod, the Jewish people become so proliferate and they become so great in the land of Egypt, we go from being individuals to being a nation, which is ultimately what the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus, is all about, culminating at Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, as the Am HaNivchar, as the nation, the Jewish people. So Parshas Bereishis is a transition from the story of individuals to Parshas Shmos, where we are now a nation. And of course, over the last year and change, there's been a tremendous focus on connecting the Jewish people, on bringing people together, on Achdus, on the concern, and certainly now, as the news is still actually in real time being developing regarding the hostage release. And we're always looking, we've been looking for ways to improve our achdus, our unity as a nation. And perhaps what the Mefarshim are telling us is that the way that we unite as a nation is through the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum. Now, it seems a little bit disconnected. How is that? I'd like to suggest that Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum is a great equalizer, because some people can do it very, very in-depth. Some people can learn the parsha with all of the commentaries, all of the discussions, all of the various topics and shiurim, and they can learn it very in-depth. And other people can learn it very superficially, but just reading the psukim and trying to understand it. And they're both great, and they connect us and they unite us. And perhaps what the Mefarshim are trying to tell us is, if you want to reach that transition from going from individuals to becoming a nation to having that achdus, that unity that we all need right now more than ever, it's through connecting with the Torah. The Torah, which is the pumping heart that unites all of the Jewish people. As a reminder, as we start Sefer Shemos right now, reminder, Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum, how do we unite today? How do we come together today? Of course, by thinking about each other and davening for each other and reaching out to each other. But there's also something more fundamental of connecting to our life source. That if I, in Roslyn, New York, am learning Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum, and someone in Melbourne, Australia is learning Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum, and someone in Eretz Yisrael is doing Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum, and someone all over the world is doing Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum, we're all learning the same Torah, that connects us, that unites us. And perhaps that's today how we go, one of the ways which we go from being a group of individuals to a great nation, which is what we all need right now. We should be Zocha through the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum, the mitzvah of learning Torah in general, of learning the parsha, of reading it together as a tzibur, that we should truly come together beyond the walls of our individual shuls, but as the entire nation, we should come together to see all of the hostages released, to see the end of the war, to see peace, Amir Hashem, to the Jewish people, the Meher of Yameinu. We're now going to recite the 5 Perukim of Tehillim, starting with Kapitol Ata yadati kiyoshia Adonai Mishicho, yaneo bishmei kacho, bigruas isha yimino, eilev arechev, eilev asusim, vanachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, heima karu v'nafalu, vanachnu kamnu v'nisodad, Adonai yoshia, hamelti aneinu v'yom kareinu. Kapitel Chaf Gimel 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo efsar, dinos dashe yarbi seini, amei menuchos yinahaleini, Nafshi yishoveh yancheini b'magle tzedek l'man shimo. Gam ki yelech b'geit ha-moveth. Lo yirara ki atayi modi. Shiftachum shantecha hei ma yinach amuni. Taroch lefanai sholcha neged tzorai. Yishantav Hashem en roshi kosi revaya. Ach tov ha-chesed yirdefuni pol yimechayai. Yishavti b'veit adonai liorach yomim. Capital Kuf Kuf Aleph 121. Shir Lamalo, Fesainai Elari, Meai Yabo Ezri. Ezri Meim Adonai, Osei Shemaim Vaaret. Al Yitain Lamod Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomrecha. Hine Lo Yanum Velo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilcha, Al Yadiminecha. Yomam Hashem Eshlo Yakeka V'yarei Achpalayla Adonai Yishmor Chami Kolra Yishmor Es Nafshecha Adonai Yishmor Tzeitzcha V'wecha Me'ata V'yad Olam. Capital Kuf Lamed 130. Shir Hamalos Mimama Kim Kirasicha Adonai Adonai Shima V'koli Tienes Necha Kashuvos V'kol Tachanunai. Im Aronos Kishmorya Adonai Miyamos Kim Chalat Licha Laman Tivare Kivisi Adonai Kivisa Nafshi Vlidvaro Chalti Nafshi Ladonai Mishomrim Laboker Shomrim Laboker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai Achesed Barbe Mofidus Vuhu Yivkes Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. Finally, Kapitel Kuf Mem Beis 142. Maskil David Beyosu B'mara Tefila Koli El Adonai Ezak Koli El Adonai Eschanan Eshbach Lefanav Sichi Tzarati Lefanav Agid Be'etatef Alai Ruchi V'atoyedata Nisivasi Ma'orach Zu'alik Pamufach Li Habeid yamin urei ve'en li makir avad manot bimeni ein doresh lenavshi. Za'akti elech Adonai, amarti ato machzi chelki beret hachayim. Hakshiva el rinasi kidalosi mod, hatzileini mirotvai ki yamsu mimeni. Hotzia mimazger nafshi. Lodot Hashemecha bi yachtiru tzadikim ki tigmol alai. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael hanesuni basar v'shivya ha'omdim bein v'yam u'bein v'yabasha ha'makom yirachim alev yotziim mitzar lirvacha u'me'afela lo'ora mishibud l'gu'ula hashta bagala v'zman kariv v'nomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to release, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. We now say the Misha Berach, L'chayle Sal, the prayer for the Israel Defense Forces. Misha Berach, Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Es Chayle Tzva Haganol Yisrael, V'anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Arteinu V'arei Eloheinu Migvul HaLevanon, Yad Midbar Mitzrayim, U'min Hayam HaGadol Ad Lavo HaArava, V'chol Makom Shehem, V'yavasha V'avir V'yam, Yitain Adonai Es Oyveinu HaKamim Aleinu Nigafim Lufnehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatzil Es Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'tzuka, Mikol Nego Machala, Yishlach Bracha V'atzlacha V'chol Ma'aseh Yideihem, Yad Berson Einu Tachteihem, V'yatrim Bekeres Yishua V'ater Nizchon, ויציאם בהם הכסוב, כי אדמי אלוהיכם ההוליך עמכם להילחם לכם, עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. Now to the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, the prayer for those being held in captivity, that they should have their release soon. Mishaberach אבוסתנו, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, יוסף, משה ואהרן, דב ושלמה, הוא יברך וישמור וינצור את נדרי צבא הגנו לישראל ושבויו, ואת כל החיינו הנוסעים בצור ובשביה, בעבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מספר ועבורם. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Ve'osim Yichoshech Batam Aves U'moshe Rosem Yinatek U'mivitzukotei Yoshiyim V'yoshivim Meher Alechik Meshpachotayim Yodu Ladonai Chazdo V'niflaosim L'mnei Adam V'yukuyam Bahem Mikrashir Kasuk U'ftuyei Adonai Yeshuvu U'nivotzion Derina V'simchas olam al rasham sason v'simcha yasivu v'nasu yigun v'anacha v'namar. Amen. And finally, we say the Mishaberach l'cholim, the prayer for the sick. We'll pause for everyone to insert any name, anyone need of refuah shleima or racham yishmaim at this time. Mishaberach avoseinu avur mitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo v'yivarech v'yarpei es.
Amen. Thank you, Rabbi Dansker. We look forward to having you back on the program again, Emir Sashem, very soon. For all of us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as each day we pause to share our moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.